This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado business leaders are not very optimistic about their future prospects. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Confidence within the ranks of the state's business leaders is subdued heading into the second quarter, according to a report from CU's Lead School of Business. Roughly two-thirds of those surveyed had a negative outlook on the state's economy. Respondents said geopolitical conflicts and global instability, political and policy risks in the U.S., and volatile commodity and energy prices were weighing down their outlooks for the year ahead. The survey polled 213 participants in March. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Boulder is working to make sure visitors who come for the Sundance Film Festival next year can find places to stay. The City Council approved an ordinance last week that allows eligible properties to have both a long-term rental license and a short-term festival license. Jill Adler-Grano has been pushing for this as the statewide director of housing for Sundance.
What that does is it opens up many second homes. It opens up many ADUs. It opens up all corporate rental housing.
It also allows tenants to sublet their homes with landlord approval. Grano says the measure will create many more lodging options during Sundance. Rental units make up just over 50% of Boulder's housing stock. Hospitals aren't prepared for more measles outbreaks, according to CU Denver sociologist Jennifer Reich. She studies vaccine hesitancy.
Because measles is considered one of the most contagious diseases ever recorded, one infected person is expected to be able to infect 12 to 18 other people. The virus can stay in the air for over 2 hours after the infected person has left the room.
Reich says the country's vaccination rate has fallen below the threshold needed for herd immunity. Colorado is on track to surpass last year's number of total measles cases. This is CPR News. It's now 6:06.